Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member, and in this segment I'm going to be going over some geospatial data sets that are available with the Environmental Protection Agency. So let's go ahead and get started. The first thing I want to bring to your attention is the website. Not only is this epa.gov, you have forward slash smart growth forward slash smart slash location slash mapping. These are some of the maps that are available within this this website. There's the background is that that research has demonstrated that land use and urban form can have a significant impact on transportation outcomes. The premise is that, you know, people who live or work in compact neighborhoods with a walkable street grid and easy to access public transit, jobs, stores, and services, they're more likely to have several transportation options to meet their everyday needs. And so they can choose to drive less, and that reduces their emissions of greenhouse gases and other pollutants. Also, walking, biking, and taking public transit can also save people money. So here's the smart location database summarizes more than 90 different indicators associated with built environment and location efficiency. You have other tools, the National Walkability Index, that's something that I downloaded already, access to jobs and workers via transit tool. And then this is the most important portion, is that you have a smart location database that not only can you access, you can also download this. And this is interesting because you can actually download data, or you can and that's in the form either of a shapefile or comma separated value CSV file. I wanted to for instance show you what is going on in Washington DC. And so the yellow is really low street intersection density, and then the deep red is high. So there's somewhat sparsely located areas where there's very dense traffic, and then there's areas that there's not as much. And as you can see, there's these pockets where this is available. So theoretically, a lot of the houses that probably are more in cost are in these areas. And this goes through sample variables in the smart location database. And then I told you about accessing the data up there. Here's all the different options. So you can do the shapefile, you can do the DBF, or you can do an Esri geodata database. So if you look at the shapefile, you can take a look at what types of variables are in there. So that concludes the EPA data that is available with geospatial. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.